Yes, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to call in and to be encouraged today by God's Word. And I trust that that's exactly what God will do as you and I go to His Word. He will encourage us, He'll strengthen us, He'll teach us, train us up in righteousness. God is a merciful, almighty God, and He loves His creation, His the people of this earth, so much so that He gave His own Son to die in our place. I know we have heard those words over and over again, probably most of us, but it's good to take time and reflect for a while that to think about how God cared enough for us to send His Son and to let Him suffer under the hands of wicked men to allow an opportunity for us, His creation, to call out to Him and be reconciled to Him through His Son, Jesus Christ. Because we are sinners at heart. We have tendencies to fall away and to walk away from a loving, almighty God. He has made a way and He has brought reconciliation to mankind through His Son, Jesus. And I know you're familiar with that, but it's just good to reflect again and just to see that this is a great display of a merciful, kind God. And there is a fierce side of God. There is the side of God's wrath, and it will come. But He has shown His great mercy towards us, and we can find that as we read through the pages of the Bible. We see it all throughout Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter. We can see the mercy of God and His kindness and long-suffering to His people. I want to read to you today, this is a prayer of David, the King David that we read of in the Scriptures, and I'll be reading out of Psalm 86. And I'd like to just read this whole psalm to you and just once again ask you to look at the expression here of a man who had a very keen relationship with God. And I believe that you'll be blessed as you go through and you read through the psalms and just look at the heart cry and the relationship that is being exemplified here in these writings. I'll read Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. And I just want to pause there for a moment. I just appreciate David's heart here. He's asking for God's mercy, and he just lets us know that he cries out to the Lord daily. We have that privilege and opportunity to be able to do the same, to cry out to the Lord daily. Rejoice, verse 4, rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. All of them, that's you and I, that's a wonderful thing to see in here. God is good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy to all of us that will call upon him. Verse 6, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. David had no problem understanding this. He did not doubt that God would answer, and he had full confidence that he could cry out in the day of his trouble, and God would answer. Verse 8, among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and thou doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. David here is got a relationship with God. He understands a lot about God, and yet he still prays for God to teach his way to him, that he could walk in truth. And he wanted God to unite his heart to fear his name. Verse 12, I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, for and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assembly of the violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and in truth. You can hear the cry of David's heart here. He understands that God is very patient and very long-suffering with us. He's gracious and full of mercy. He just says it over and over again. He experienced the forgiveness and the mercy of God. Verse 16, O turn unto me and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast helped me and comforted me. And I don't know about you, but I just take comfort in this. As I read and I see that there's a man that was just a lot like us. He was tempted. He had strengths and weaknesses. There was failures and successes in David's life. He was actually quite extraordinary in many things, but in a lot of ways we can relate to him because he was flesh and blood, and he had struggles just like we do. And he was able to see where his salvation came from, where his strength was. He understood that there was forgiveness of sin from God, and he was able to walk there. And I hope that you also are able to walk in the forgiveness of God, knowing that we have transgressed against the holy God. We have things throughout our days that tempt us and cause us to walk away from a holy God and his commandments, his ways. But God is faithful, and he's merciful, long-suffering, and he's ready to forgive. And I'm rejoicing in that and very thankful for that, because I know my own life, I need the mercy of God. I need God's grace and his strength. And I know all of creation, all of God's people, all of the everybody in the whole world has the same experience here. We need God, and we long to be forgiven. And I just pray that if you are struggling with that today, that you would just allow God to take you to that place of his mercy seat and experience his forgiveness. Because when you're forgiven, you can go on and you can walk in abundance of overflowing gratitude towards God for his goodness and his mercy as he demonstrates his love towards us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. And maybe it's not you. Maybe you know somebody that you need to encourage about the forgiveness of God. Some people feel like they can't be forgiven. And I just would say, go through the scriptures and read. See how David dealt with his sin. And he experienced the forgiveness of God. We can too. I encourage you, and I encourage you also to encourage others to turn our hearts to a loving, merciful God. He expects us to walk uprightly before him, but he understands when we stumble, and he gives us an avenue where we can come and confess to him and receive his forgiveness. And what a blessing to be in that place. May God bless you as you ponder these things and as your heart is turned towards him, the living God.